Well, Harry and Paul, let's have a talk about a horse that means a fair bit to you, Tough at Heart. The win in Hobart was pretty special.
It was. It was so exciting. He's the first horse that I've bred, trained and owned, and he's from my first good race mare, and yeah, he's a very special boy to me.
Well, a little Lionheart we're talking about, and she was good for you.
She was. She sort of got everything started for me. She only cost me $600, and I was struggling and not able to sort of break into, you know, the winner's circle. And she came good and was my first decent racehorse, and then other horses came, and now she's turning into a good broodmare.
Now, let's have a talk about Tough at Heart. Now, had been knocking on the door and deserved to break through, but Darren Gouchy rode him, and when he returned to scale, he had a glowing report about the horse.
Yeah, he said he felt he'd definitely get more ground. He said he didn't get to the bottom of him. He settled beautifully, and he sees him developing into a handy middle distance to staying type of horse.
And that's what you expected?
Well, I guess I'd always been more thinking of a sprinter because his mother was such a sprinter, but yeah, I had sort of thought he'd probably get 1400 to 1600, so yeah, it's really exciting.
Now, you've been training for how long?
I think it's about 10 years now.
And you've had numerous winners over the years, but it's hard to get it going, and a little Lionheart certainly turned it around for you.
Yeah, yeah, it is hard, and I've only got a very small team here, and I just work by myself. But I'm actually going to scale down, and I would ideally like to go back to being an owner trainer in a couple of years, mm-hmm. and just get back to really enjoying it.
Now, how many horses do you have in work?
I've got five at the moment, but I sort of do a fair bit of breaking, so a couple of them are sort of getting broken in, and so they're not really in work.
But you obviously love what you do.
I do. I love what I do. Yeah, I've always been obsessed with it.
Always been a horsey person.
Always been obsessed with horses and obsessed with racing, and yeah, it's just who I am.
It's what aspect of the racing game do you love the most?
I love working with young horses. I love bringing them along and seeing them develop, and I just find that extremely rewarding.
There's a lot of people who send their horses to you to be broken in, is that right?
Oh, not a lot. I don't do a lot of outside horses. I usually only do the ones that I'm going to go on with, but I have done a few like that. But, yeah, I do find... I use a different technique to the sort of the standard breaking method, so they sort of do need to stay with me for a fair time afterwards, or they can get a bit confused.
How would your method differ from the normal?
I guess it's sort of more of a natural way, and I sort of get on them... It's sort of a bit hard to say. I don't do much work in the round yard. It's mostly sort of out on the trails, and it's just very calm and gradual and gentle, which is, yeah. But it seems to work, so it suits me.
Is that your way of getting inside the horse's head?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. Now, when do we expect to see Tough at Heart race again?
I'm just nominating him for the Guineas. I mean, he may not get a start, so I'll also nominate him for a Class 1. So with a bit of luck, next Thursday.
All right, well, let's hope that Tough at Heart can go on. Often horses who, you know, who knock on the door and run a number of placings and then they finally break through, sometimes they can just go on and win another couple reasonably quickly.
Yeah. And he's so honest. He tries so hard. So, yeah, he hasn't ran a bad race yet. So he's a little beauty.
Harry, Paul, all the best with Tough at Heart and the rest of your team. And let's hope you get a start in the Guineas.
Thank you, Peter.